There you go. There you go. So, speaking of seniors, the French-Canadian from Kenosha, Jacob Laurent. Alouette, gentille, alouette. He'll be kicking off here in his last game as a Pio.
He's a record breaker.
We're wondering if he's going to get drafted or get a tryout with the Montreal Alouettes, given his heritage. Back to receive is number one, Colin Goldberg, the junior from Atlanta. Here comes the kick for Laurent, and it's going to go a little short. Goldberg's going to field at the 10. He runs straight upfield, more to the right, and finally brought down about the 28. So good coverage there by the Pios on a short kick. And it looked like J.R. Muth was in on that tackle.
He was, and that was great coverage by the Pios. They really kind
Actually, no, it was the Drake, Drake Emanuel, number 9.
Well, I think they were both in there, but so, yeah, it was great coverage.
That was a 9, not an 8, so that was my bad, Johnny.
Maybe that, okay, I got you.
So here comes Matt Rush and company. Again, the host nation Bears in their red jerseys, white pants, red helmets. We've got a ball in the right hash, twins left, single receiver right, pistol formation. Here's a snap. He's going to hand it up to Hamilton. Does a little stutter step, but really nowhere to go. He does get a couple yards, about a 3-yard gain there. Looks like Elios Martinez and Montes were in on the wrap up there, and along with Damon Loker. So clock winds, 14:37 and running in this opening quarter. Same thing, pistol formation, ball on the left hash, 2nd and 7. Trips left, single receiver right. Here's the snap. It's a quick screen to the right here, and he's forced out of bounds. Great coverage there by the Pios.
Yeah, they sniffed that one out.
It sure was. And in for it was Kenneth Hamilton on the carry there. Again. So it's it remains 3rd and 7. No gain on that screen. So great job by the Pios sniffing that out. I believe that was Elliot Miller who closed that down in a hurry. So ball in the right hash here. Big 3rd and 7. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Rush. Now the flanker on the right goes in motion to the left. So now you got trips left. 13:45. Here's the snap. He's going to run out of trouble. He's got some open room. He's got first down yardage. And pushed out of bounds finally by Jake Binkowski. So good heads-up play by Matt Rush. The 6-foot, 195-pound grad student. As the pocket closed, he got out in a hurry, and he saw a lot of open field. They had a chance to stop him short, but a good good stutter step to the right by Rush moves the chain. So 1st and 10 for the Bears at their own 46. They come ball in the right hash. Twins right, trips left, pistol formation. Now Hamilton moves to the right. Hamilton's getting the hand up the middle. Boy, he's got a big hole there. He's going to be short. He's still moving. Great battle after even initial contact there, but boy.
Boy, good run up the gut.
Probably a good 6 yards before there was any contact with a white jersey. So they're calling it 2nd and...
probably 2.
2nd and
like
about 2. 12:51 and counting here. And Wash U's right back at the line here. It looks like double tight end left, single receivers both sides, pistol formation. Be a good time to do a play-action pass if you're Wash U. Yep, he's going to go to the air. He's going to his right side, and he just overthrows the wide receiver, number 94, or 84, Gabe Sarek. Sarek got a hand on it, but it was a little high. It's good coverage there by Miller.
It was. It was very good coverage by Miller. It was a little handsy towards the end, but nothing called.
I think if Sarek catches that, he might be out of bounds. So just a slight miss there. On the pass from Rush.
Mueller had good coverage there.
So now we got 3rd and 2 here. Pistol formation, twins left, twins right. 12:31 and counting. Or no, it's not, I'm sorry, 12:31. Here's a handoff. And it's he's going to get tackled.
Oh, they're going to get him.
They're going to get him short.
They got him.
Great pursuit.
Did not make it. 4th down.
First by Steven Lazarus, but then Damon Loker finished him off. And I think Nick Montes might have even got in there. So great pressure getting behind the line there. Even though he wasn't credited with the tackle, Lazarus forced. They're going to go for it here. 4th and a long. They're still calling a 4th and 2. I think it's more of a long one. Single receivers both sides, double tight end, pistol formation, ball near the left hash here at the pile 46. Here's a snap. Somebody He's going to go airborne. Going deep. And it's caught. What a catch.
Flag on the play.
There is a flag, though. Maybe some interference or holding
in
the pile.
I think
they're
going to give him a little interference call.
Either way,
I
think the Bears are going to move the chains. I thought he caught it, but the ref had indicated an incomplete pass there. Might have hit the ground.
Looked like a one-arm catch to me, Don.
It was a fantastic effort by the wide receiver, Colin Hoidia, the 6'2 senior from Arden Hills, Minnesota. So let's see what they're calling here. It's a refs conference, yep. 11:49 remaining. Clock stops, of course, with the incomplete pass on the penalty.
Pick that one up.
You'd like to believe. I thought there might have been an early jump on the snap, too.
That's what I thought. I saw some movement in that offensive line.
But it looks like. So they're going to call that pass interference defense. So on fourth and one, WashU able to move the ball all the way to the pile 30-yard line with the pass interference penalty. And a really gutsy call on fourth and one. You would have thought they would have, with the size advantage on the line, they would have run it or Rush can run the ball, too. That might have been a keeper on his end. But, again, first and 10 here for the Bears. Twins right, single receiver left. Hamilton moves to his right. It's a quick screen to the receiver. He's got some space on the outside. Finally tripped up, but a nice-looking gain there. Jake Binkowski with the tackle. And that was Colin Goldberg, the junior. And a quick screen there from Rush. Quick execution made that happen.
Good thing Binkowski got there. Could
have
been a
lot of space
one.
On the outside there in the open field. Ball's on the right hash now. 11:22 and counting. It's second and three here for the Bears. Twins right, twins left. Hamilton on Rush's right. Here's the snap. He's going to go. He's looking to his left in the air. He gets a quick one over the middle. He's got.
Come on, let's get him.
Close to first down yardage here. Yeah, looks like he's got it based on the spot.
Yeah, I think so.
So it looked like they're going deep, and then they hit the tailback, Hamilton, right up there in the middle. Piles did a good job converging, but good second effort moves the chains.
Well, it was just a well-designed play. They needed like really three, and they got three, you know, 3.5, 4
right
yards.
As the pocket was collapsing too, yep, Johnny. Yeah. Yep. So
well-designed, well-thought out by the Bears.
Clock runs, 10:48 and counting. First and 10 again. For the Bears, twins left, no receivers right. Looks like a double tight end. Hamilton on Rush's right. Here's the snap. It's going to go to Hamilton. Goes the outside, and that's sniffed out beautifully. Jake Binkowski and Damon Loker again. He does manage to get 2 or 3 yards there, though, so positive yardage for the Bears. They're calling it 2nd and 8 from the Pio 18. 10:12 remaining, first quarter. And this opening drive for Washington University.
Might see an attempt into the end zone.
Ball here. In the left hash. Twin packages both sides. Really tight on the right, but further away from the line. And Hamilton's on rush. No, it's more of a pistol formation. It's going to go to Hamilton. He goes from the right to the left, but met by a bunch of piles there.
Boy, the piles just swarmed to the ball.
They really did there. Good team effort. Does manage to get 2 or 3. I think they're giving 2 on that. So call it 3rd and 6. 9:36 and counting. Big play for the Pio defense here. So here they come. Ball on the left hash, the 16-yard line, 3rd and 6. Trips right, single receiver left. Pistol formation for Rush. Actually, no, Hamilton is more on Rush's left. Now he moves over to the right. But he's still behind him, though. And it's a handoff to Hamilton going to the left, bouncing out. He's close to a first down, but stopped short.
It's a little short, Don. Once again, great pursuit by the Pios.
Yep. Oh, it looked like it's 37 for the Pios again.
Got a fourth.
Trying to get the tackler here for the Pios. So they're going to go for it here on 4th and 3, 8:40 and counting. Here's a snap.
Defensive offside.
He's going into the end zone. Overthrows him.
Referee is going to give us an offside penalty
on
the D.
There's a flag, and that'll move the chains.
How unfortunate, because that was not a catchable ball. There's no reason for that guy to come across that early. Ay, ay, ay. So penalties are kind of impacting this first drive here.
Riley Staub gets marked with the offside. So, again, penalties help the Bears move the chains here. And there was really great coverage on that. They were going to the air on that. Not for a minute. Thinking about... So here we go. First and goal from the 9. It's a snap. He's going to hand it off to no, it's a keeper.
He's in.
Touchdown. And the Bears strike first blood. And it wasn't that was Levi Moore. The freshman quarterback came in on that. Rush came out for that. So, now for the extra point, Chris Vartanian, the grad student from Newport Beach, California, and the kick is good. So, with 8:28, it's WashU 7, Pioneers nothing. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's live coverage on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm Johnny Watermelon with my friend Don Brown. We're down in St. Louis, Missouri to watch the Pioneers take on the Washington Bears, and right now we're 7-0 Bears. Don?
And the Bears are ready to kick off. It's Keon Miller, the senior from Richland, center back. It's a shorter kick, though. And taking on the hop is Josh Hill. He's going to go from the left to the right. And he breaks one tackle, 25, 30, 35, finally brought down about the 37. So a pretty decent return there by the senior, Josh Hill, on like a squibber.
That was a good return.
Went from like his own 18 on the left side of the field, went all the way to the right. And they got a mark there at the 38. Ball will be on the right hash. And here come the piles, led by the Axeman, Josh Raby.
See if our Axeman can split the defense here.
Twins left, single receiver right. Tail back. This is actually Drew Leglioli gets the starting call. Really nowhere to go on the right as he's tackled for, it looks like, a loss of one there. And it was Jonathan Smith, D lineman, and linebacker Matthew Schmall on that tackle. Great pursuit as Legs had really nowhere to go on that. He was lined up on late. Raby's left, got the handoff, went left. And they're calling it second and 10, so he didn't really lose too much there. He got close to the line of scrimmage. So 7:47 remaining in the first quarter. A 7-0 WashU lead. Twins left, single receiver right. Tight end wing left. Legs on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby running out of the pocket now to his right. And he dumps one off. Almost intercepted.
Dude's goal.
Big break there.
Wow, right in the defender's hands, and he dropped it.
We're trying to get his number 30. Henry Murr, the outside linebacker, has both hands on his helmet in disbelief. Thought he had one.
It would have been
great field position here, too. Big third down play coming up for the Pios here. Third and a very long 10. So here we go. Tight twin packages both sides. Legs on Raby's left. Looks like a blitz coming, and it's going to be a draw to Legs. Going up the middle, he pushes forward, gets about 6 or 7 yards there, so respectable yardage.
Looks like they're going for it.
They're staying on the field. Nope, here comes the punting unit.
That would have surprised me.
Yeah. Noah Straveler and company. Back to receive, I imagine, would be a number one, Colin Goldberg. Yep, Goldberg's back there. So, and they're looking to block this. This line is stacked.
They are. They're coming.
Let's see. They've been watching a lot of Carroll football. Oh, good snap. Good pressure, but Straveler gets off.
What
the
a
beauty.
Kick.
Goldberg's got to go back to his 10 to get it. And he's breaking one tackle. He's getting to the outside there. Gets past the second down. Now finally out of bounds at about the 26. So great, terrific punt there by Noah Straveler.
It's one of the best punts I've seen all season, Don.
It really was, especially under heavy pressure there.
Yep. They brought the house, and he got it away, and it was a boomer.
It's a beautiful snap there, too, to make that happen.
Yep, all that came together, so a little break for the Pios.
Ball will be marked at the 26-yard line on the left hash, 6:43 remaining in the first quarter. Pioneers trailing 7-0. Single receivers both sides, pistol formation. Here it is. They hand it off to Hamilton. Good haul up the
Lots
middle there.
Room.
Close to first down yardage. I think Damon Loker was on the tackle there, I think. Let's double check that.
The Bears offensive line are showing their discipline.
Yeah, they
and
moved
really
the chains. Yep, that's first down
blocking.
Yardage. So, yep. Ball at just past the 36-yard line. First and 10 with 6:24 remaining. Twins left, single receiver right, pistol formation for Rush. It's a quick pass to the tailback on the right, and he gets some decent yardage before forced out of bounds there. And that was Damon Loker on the tackle. So they're calling it, I believe it's a 6-yard gain. Ball's on the 42-yard line. So second and 6 here for the Bears. I love that play. It's just a quick pass.
Yeah.
They're looking downfield, but they do a quick little dump to the tailback going to the right out of the pistol.
Not much you can do.
Bears are in the pistol here. Twin packages both sides. Ball in the right hash here. Second and 4. 5:40 and counting in the first quarter here. Here's a snap. And this time it's a keeper. And Piles are there sniffing out beautifully. Great job by Elliot Miller as Damon Loker finishes him off. So I like the idea, but the Piles were not fooled. So great job by Elliot Miller. Elliot Miller staying home on that.
Yep, they had that one figured out.
Make that a 3rd and 4 as Rush manages to get 2 yards on that. So still positive yardage for the Bears. Tight twin packages both sides. Ball in the hash. Pistol formation. 3rd and 4. 5 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Now Hamilton moves to the right, and it's a short pass to Hamilton. Oh, he overthrows him. He was wide open.
Oh,
he might have gone yard
God,
on that,
that would have
Johnny.
Been to the house. If he'd have caught that one, Don.
A little too much of a buddy pass there from Rush, and he shows his frustration with a clap of the hands. But, boy, if he delivers that to Hamilton, I don't see any Pio stopping him.
No, he had a wide open field from there.
It was designed beautifully by the Bears.
Yeah, they had everybody schnookered on that one.
So they managed to get this high-octane Bear offense off the field finally.
Thank God.
As it looks like J.R. or Sammy Muth is back to receive for the Pios. And here's the punt. Oh, it's kind of it's a funny one. Muth's going to let it bounce, and it's going to die at the 25, so it takes a friendly Pio thud, if you will. Andrew Greisick on that punt. A sophomore out of Tampa, Florida. So, Raby and company get back out in the field. And that was a very important stop, I think, for our defense, Johnny.
Yeah, it was great to see that. You know, kind of a little morale booster there, I guess.
So let's see if the Pios have an answer. Ball will be in the left hash. So, perfect opportunity for Raby to roll out here, if so desired. We got twins right, single receiver left. Legs is on Raby's left. Here's a snap. He's going to give it to Legs. Going to his right. He's cutting it outside. This time he's got room.
He nice
first
run.
Down yardage. Just past the 36-yard line. They should be moving the chains here based on where the ref is standing. Yep, he's waving the chain gang over,
yep,
Johnny.
Yep, he is. Here comes that rattle.
So first down of the Pios of the game. And a very important one as they trail 7-0 here with the clock counting 4:24. and going.
It's fun to see legs in there.
Yep. Twins rights, Twins left, tight Twins left here. Legs on Raby's right. First and 10, Pyos. The snap, fakes a handoff. Now he runs out, and Raby's going to run it here. And he managed to get some positive yardage, probably close to 5 yards. So looked like Josh Allen on that one.
Yeah, well, the Bears had good coverage, and Raby just made a decision. He just tucked it and said,
and this is what
I'm out of here.
Yep, let's use that other running back we have that wears number
nine.
Yeah,
right.
So. And he showed great poise in that, too.
He did.
He
looked
a couple times. He pumped
it. He did.
And,
he checked down to a couple guys and said nothing there. I'm going.
Second and five with 3:39 counting. Ball in the right hash here. 42 of the Pyos. And we got single receivers both sides. Legs on. He's going to get the handoff. Goes to his right. Not much room there. He might have even lost a yard. Let's see. Great pursuit by the Bears. There is a bear injured here in the Pyo backfield.
Unfortunately,
hate to see that.
He looks like he's in agony there.
Yeah, as the training staff comes out for Washington.
See what happened. He's holding his arm or shoulder there.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun to see legs in the game. He's got just kind of a quick, snappy step to him, you know. It's kind of like a little Speedy Gonzalez once he gets going.
So while you're talking, they announced a face mask against Wash U. So another big break for the Pyos.
Great, we'll take it.
The injured bear is Alex Lasud, an outside linebacker, sophomore from Houston, Texas. So I hope he's okay. Looks like he's getting back on his feet, which is a good sign for Wash U Nation. Yep. Looks like he's holding his right arm there, like right around the elbow. So as he gets a nice applause, hope he's going to be okay. So, you know, big stop, though, involved there was a face mask. So Pyle's got a huge break as the ball, for the first time today, goes into Wash U territory. With the 15-yard penalty, it's marked at the 43 of Wash U as the defense comes back out on the field. And we await the Pyos to return. Clock is winding now, 3:20 and counting in this opening quarter. As the Pyo offense hustles to the ball here. Legs is still your tailback, lined up on Raby's right. Twins right. Tight Twins left. Snap. Fakes the legs. Pressure. Raby runs out of it. Good job. And just throws a bullet. Everyone was covered, so he just kind of threw that into the ground. I guess you'd say Austin Eichstad was the intended receiver, but he was double covered there, it looked like. So, and we've been seeing that a lot from our senior receiver, who, as we've mentioned all season long, has been on a lot of NFL watch lists. Clock stops on the incomplete pass, 2:58. Second and 10 here. Trips left, ball in the right hash, single receiver right, legs on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby looks to his right. Now he runs out of the pocket here, rolling out. He's going to put it on the ground. He's going to get about 3 yards there. Actually, they're marking him shorter than that. It's more like a 1 or 2 yard gain, so.
Not much room there, but he tried.
Yeah. Again, it's a good idea there. Yeah. 3rd and 9 here.
You know, I'd rather see that done where he makes up his mind. He takes a look. He's got, you know,
there's
something. Nothing there. And it's
risk
like, you know what, I'm going to go. He's got great legs.
He sure does.
You know, so use him, Raby.
Yep. Twins left, single receiver right, tight end wing right, legs on Raby's left on this big 3rd and 9. 2:27 and counting here. Pyle's trailing 7-0. Here's a snap. He's going to hand it off again to legs, and no, boy, he gets up. He runs into a team meeting there as the Bears. Number 37, Henry Murr, with a big stop.
Unfortunately, it looks like we got a Pyo down here.
Now we got an injured Pyo.
Steve Staub is coming out. Take a look
at him.
That
could be legs.
That's legs. You know, oh, no.
His hamstring's been bothering him all season, so if you hope for anything, maybe it's something like that can be
Hate to see that.
So that was actually a loss of 2 as the ball is now marked back at the 45 of Wash U. Good news, though, is the Bears' offense has been able to move the ball downfield and gain a little more field advantage here. With the score at 7-0, there's 2 minutes, 6 seconds remaining in the first. So let's see if our Pyo defense can also get the ball back soon. And legs. And they just gave a big fond wish to the veterans as we see everyone cheering from both teams. And Bears have a great mascot here. He's wearing red Chuck Taylors. His red T-shirt says Go Bears on the back. So Noah Strebler out to punt for the second time. Goldberg back for the Bears. Bears. Here's a snap to Strebler. The punt. Oh, this one goes off the side of his foot, and it's gonna die at about the 26. So
that was not the intended result.
I think he was going for a coffin corner and just kind of took his eye off the ball there a little bit. So
yeah, that one shanked.
You know, at least it's at the 26 and not the 36 or 46. So it's still they're marking it right at the 25 exactly. So here come Bears back out on the field. Ball in the right hash here, first and 10. Hamilton on the right. And it's a quick screen. Oh, he breaks one tackle.
Oh, no.
He's on his way. First down yardage. Oh, flag down. It could be a face mask there. He's finally forced out by Riley Staub. That was Colin Goldberg, the kick returner, on a quick screen. He was in a split end position there, and he had a flanker next to him. Let's see what they call. Maybe it was an illegal screen.
Yeah, something didn't look right. Yeah.
So it's holding offense. Wow. And that's against Zachary Ginsberg, the junior wide receiver from Corte Madera, California. So another big break for the Pio defense. Or for the Pios overall, I should say.
We'll take every one of them breaks, Don.
Sure will, yeah. So it's also marked from the spot of the foul, so it's really a 5-yard loss. But they still have their first down. 1:41 and counting here in the opening quarter. A 7-0 WashU lead. Ball in the right hash. Twin packages both sides. Hamilton moves to rush's right here. Here's the snap.
He's under pressure.
He's under some pressure here. And he's going to get sacked.
Got him!
And that was 61 or 51.
Great defensive back coverage there. That was a coverage sack, Don.
That was,
they just had nowhere to go. He got in trouble, tried to escape. The Pios just circled him and got him.
I'm still trying to get a Pio name on that because that's for 61. It can't be. Maybe it's 51 because, yep, Ja'Kai Witt. First time we called his name this season. There's a running play, and Hamilton up the middle. He's going to get back some of that yardage, setting up third and 11. So a nice little draw play designed there by the Bears. Elliot Miller with the tackle. So Miller making his presence known today in a good way. Clock counting 26 seconds and remaining, and that's the same time left on the play clock, so wouldn't be surprised if the Bears decide to run this out on this beautiful Saturday, bask in some sunshine, and switch sides. And it looks like that's what they'll do. No one's coming to the line. So as we close out this first quarter, the Pios trail the home team, Washington University Bears, 7-0. We'll be back here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network after this quick 30-second message. Anya, take it away, please.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Might break a window here, Johnny.
Yeah, they might.
I got the funnel later.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's network on WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM. Their cheerleaders for the Washington Bears are throwing T-shirts with these huge slingshots. It's
huge,
just
like
cool.
Funnelators,
so
yeah.
It's just a lot of fun.
They're having a riot here in between quarters. And
Don and I are down in St. Louis calling the game for Carroll University, and they're just having a whole lot of fun here in the stands today.
As both teams switch sides, we're ready to start the second quarter with a third down and 11 here. Bears are showing a pistol formation. Trips right, single receiver left here. Ball in the middle of the field. Hamilton moves to rushes right. Here's the snap. He's under some pressure. He's going to get sacked.
Way to go.
Nick Montes, number 97, the senior, with a very important sack. Might have got away with a trip there, Johnny.
I don't know. It looked like a tackle to me. And it was a good thing that that happened, too, because that
sure did.
Wide receiver on the tight end here, he was breaking free. He had like two, three steps on.
And Rush had a lot of real estate, too. He might have been able to run that. So.
And I think that's what he was trying to do, but no way, Jose.
Andrew Grisek, who also kicks, will be punting this. J.R. Muth right at the 50-yard line here. So Piles could have some great field position if all things remain equal here. Here's a snap. The punt, it's a shorter one. It's going to hop. Muth's going to let it go as it's well covered here. It does take
get out of the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got a little too close there.
Yeah. I mean, just
I think the Muth brothers are going to get a cussing out when they return to the sideline by special teams coordinator Garen Holly.
Yeah, he was way too close.
A lot of funny things can happen. And a credit to the Bears special for the coverage on that, too. Because JR, you know, normally he'll field those cleanly and get a few yards out of that. But there were two Bears right on him. But the good news is that they start off at their own 43, so great field position for Coach Buda's offense. Ball in the right hash here, 14:09 in the second quarter. Single receivers both sides, double tight end. Legs is on Raby's left. Or no, it's Marcus Johnson now on Raby's left. Here's a snap. It's a handoff to Johnson to the right. Off tackle. He's got some space.
He's got some room.
First down yard.
Way to go.
Finally brought down at Washington's 41-yard line.
What a great run, Don.
That
got
sure
some
was.
Good blocking.
Joseph Norris with the tackle there. That was big yardage. Great blocking, just as you said. You could drive a truck through that off tackle on the right side here.
Boy, Marcus really put a gear in there.
He sure did. We have a lot to look forward to with his future. Single receivers, both sides, tight end wing right. Johnson on Raby's right. Raby gets the snap. He's looking to his left, back down the middle. And he's got Reed Breckheimer, breaks one tackle, keeps pushing forward. He's got
what a play. He's still going.
Finally brought down at the 29. They're going to move the chains again, Johnny.
Nice. Boy, he's rough and tough and hard to bluff.
And a great look off by Raby, looking down to his right and then switching to the middle, hitting Breckheimer.
He did. That was a nice Raby pass. Love seeing that crisp,
sure
clean,
was.
Fast, frozen rope.
Yeah, that might have been Trevor Hancock, actually. No, both tight ends are out there, so that was Breckheimer. Definitely caught that.
It's a great football play.
But that's the advantage when you got big tight ends. They can move bodies. First and 10 at the 29 of the Bears. And it's a handoff to Johnson going to his left off the shotgun. Not much there, but he does get a couple yards. Reed Foster, I guess the ball popped out, but they said his forward progress will stop. But, Josh Hartman with the tackle there, the D lineman from Plantation, Florida. On that tackle there. So, they're going to call it second and nine here, 13:22 and counting. Ball at the 29, or 28, excuse me. Here's a snap, Raby to his right.
Got him!
Cut. Oh, he fumbles! But it looks like Carroll recovers, though. Josh Hill, he got up real high. I thought that was Austin Eichstad in the catch.
Oh, my gosh.
Hill got up there in a big way and a huge recovery there. Marcus Johnson, the freshman, very alert on that. Wow.
What's that rattling sound, Don?
And that's a first down. Wow, even with the fumble, because the fumble went
backwards.
They're
moving the chains.
They sure are.
Fumbled it for a first down. Thank
you. Another huge break. A great strip there by the Bear defense.
Yes, it was.
And Josh Hill, man, he got vertical.
Coach
Taylor Jansen may want to have a talk with him.
On that play.
Basketball coach says. Twins left, single receiver right. First and 10 at the 18. Raby gets a snap. He's looking to his left. Long pass, almost intercepted, but it's caught there. I think that's Eichstad, maybe? Yep. So Eichstad gets his first catch. That's about a 6 or 7. And, boy, they're really taking a lot of risk because that's from the right side all the way to the other field. So second Dotson, and four.
Dotson on that play just played off him just way too far, and it gave
that
Raby.
Corner.
Yeah, he gave Raby a chance to.
You know, it's almost like he froze because he could have. He could have went yard on that.
He
could have.
If he had jumped it, he could have had a big play.
Twins right, tight end wing right, no receivers left. Ball in the left hash here. A second and five. Johnson on Raby's right. Here's a snap. Raby going to the air again. Now he runs out. He's going to take. No. Yep. He's just going to slide. Might have gotten a yard out of that. Well, they're gonna, it looks like no gain, but again, we're glad Raby's using those legs, though. Good recognition there by the Bear defense. Clock winding, 10:58 in the second quarter. Piles looking to get on the board, trailing 7-0, as Reed Breckheimer comes off the field and J.R. Muth comes on to add another receiver.
It's awfully
wide
quiet
receiver, that is. Yep.
On the Bear side of the stands here.
Sure.
Piles putting together a nice drive, Don.
Third and seven, 10:40 and counting. Twins left, single receiver right, ball in the middle of the field. Tight end wing left. There is a flag down. I think we had some movement by the Pio, so tough time for that to happen. False start. Now it's Kevin Whitman, the right tackle, who moved a little early. So tough break. Whitman, a very reliable lineman there for our beloved Pios. The 6'2", 290-pound junior out of Chicago, Illinois, South Shore High School. So make it third and 12 at the 19. Twins right, single receiver. Twins left, single receiver right. Johnson on Raby's left, tight end wing left. There's a snap. Raby looking down the left side. He's going for it. It's caught! Touchdown, J.R. Muth!
Right on! Come on, Zebras, give us the touchdown
sign. Pass. Oh, they haven't
put him on.
No, they're making
him
short.
On the one.
He's like on the half-yard line. Wow.
I was waiting for the sign and waiting, and they just wouldn't give it. Boy, they marked it all the way back to like the almost a three-yard line, Don.
Wow. I can't believe, though. That,
yeah,
was
that
good
looked
coverage
like he
there.
Was right
the ball
the
was way up in the air, though. And so it's first and that goal.
No, they're kicking
four.
The ball.
Oh,
here.
Was that an incomplete pass?
Well, apparently.
No, it is a touchdown. Hang on here.
It's a very odd thing.
No, they're just calling that a field goal. I don't get this. I thought he caught it. He must have been out of bounds when he caught it. That's the only thing I could think of.
Well, they called it a touchdown.
They
it's
did.
Seven,
it was a
seven.
Touchdown, yeah.
But the Zebras never made the, you know, the sign.
So, yes, that was a
well, it was a touchdown. We're all tied up at 7-7.
The 22-yard touchdown pass from Raby to senior J.R. Muth. And, again, that was well covered. You saw a red jersey there, but the ball, the way the trajectory and the way Raby threw it, and Muth had to jump to get that and then managed to stay in bounds and crawl across the line. So a huge, huge touchdown for the Pios in this last game of the season. Against a very good Wash U team.
Yeah.
That almost beat the number 12 team in the country last week at Wheaton.
Boy, that was a heartbreaker for them folks. But, you know, that last play there, something looked, you know, it just looked a little odd. But they scored it as a touchdown.
It is a TD, yeah. So I just
The Piles got right up there and kicked the extra point, and here we are, 7-7.
Here comes a French-Canadian from Kenosha, Jacob Laurent, and young Colin Goldberg back to receive. It's like a line drive, a good-looking punt there. Goldberg's going to field at the 10. Managed to stay in bounds.
Oh,
good
move.
Wow, he cut some tackles. He got all the way to the 32. What a return. He cut it to his left and threw a lot of traffic. We kind of lost him in the fray. So
that was
a great return by Goldberg.
Respectable return.
It sure was. He returns kicks. He returns punts. He's a starting receiver, a junior out of Atlanta, Georgia, 5'10", 190 pounds. 10:01 remaining in the second quarter. We are tied 7-7 after a 22-yard touchdown pass from Josh Raby to J.R. Muth. J.R. Muth.
Got him.
They get him behind the line there on a handoff. On first 10, a huge stop by the Pio defense, who's extremely fired up now. J.R. Muth, the senior from Greendale, Wisconsin, on that touchdown. So it's going to be a loss of one. Marked back at the 31-yard line with 9:36 and counting. It's second and 11. Ball in the left hash here, or near it. Bears come out. Twins right, single receiver left. Tight end wing left. Tailback on Rush's right. Here's a snap. Rush looking to his right. He's going over the middle. He's got a guy. Great catch. First down. Finally tackled.
Big play from Washington University.
It sure was. Great jumping, great leaping catch there by number 84, Gabe Sirik. And for the Pios, Braden Curtin, the linebacker on that tackle. So
showing a lot of poise by Matt Rush when he was in the pocket. There was a couple of guys around him, very threatening, and but he got it.
That's Sirik. He's like a tight end, 6'2", 215 pounds. Twins left, single receiver right, ball at the 50-yard line, tight end wing right. Tailback on Rush's left, single receiver right. Here's a snap. Looking deep downfield on a pump fake. He overthrows him. So misses Goldberg long. It's kind of an out-and-up kind of play. There is a flag, and it's going to be roughing the passer against the pile, so a tough break. Jesus. I missed that as I was looking downfield,
Johnny.
Yeah,
I was looking downfield, too. I didn't see that.
I would imagine, though, that because he had enough room as he got out of there. So it, I think, again, we didn't get a visual on it, but, you know, I was watching that Sunday night football game, and Joe Burrow got hit as he was throwing the ball, and they called the roughing the passer, and there was nothing, you know, there was no helmet to helmet. There was no body slam.
Yeah, that was a junk call.
So it's just like you wonder if they should just get rid of the equipment and bring out the flags. But on this one, it looks legit. But my point is, you just got to be careful when you're near those quarterbacks. First and 10 on the penalty at the Pio 35. Single receivers both sides. Pistol formation. Rush fakes the handoff. He's looking deep to his left. Heavy coverage. It's caught. What a catch under heavy coverage there. Wow. That was number 4, Colin Hoidia. And there was great coverage there.
I got to tell you,
Elliot Miller, that could have been interference.
It really could have been, because he grabbed him, and the receiver still caught the ball. He really had a handful of his jersey. And
so, either way, yeah. But I think if you're going to get that answer, yeah. So, first and goal here.
Right on the 2-yard line.
2-yard line. Pistol formation. Twins right. No receivers left. Here's the handoff to his right. And
didn't make it in.
He's short.
Pushing him back.
Good stop there by the Pio defense. I thought he got in. That was Fred Ware in now. The 5'7 sophomore from Carrollton, Texas. Excuse me, who backs up Hamilton. Second and goal from the 1. 7:48 and counting, a tie game. So right after the Pio score, the tying touchdown, the WashU Bears are back at it. Knocking on the door.
Got some big plays and a penalty. Just sure didn't help the Pio's effort.
Yeah, you know, that just shows you those the roughing the passer. Any of those personal fouls. Twins right, pistol formation, single receiver left. And it's going to be a passing play. In fact, Rush is out. Now he's running. Pass. He's got a guy in the end zone. Touchdown.
Wide open.
And very fitting, the guy who set up the opportunity, Colin Hoidia. So Rush was rolling out to his left. And he showed a lot of patience there, waiting for Hoidia to come from the other side of the field. And he just threw it across the coverage. So a great play. As Chris Bartanian looks to add the 14th point. And he does. So 7:20 remaining in the half. The Bears get the lead back on top, 14-7 above our Pios. And we'll be right back on the Pioneer Football Radio Network with a quick 30-second message. Anya, take it away, please.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
And we're back at Francis Olympic Field. where the piles after tying it are met with a right uppercut by the Bears, marching 34 yards downfield, or no, 64 yards downfield. Two big passes. Setting that up. Colin Hoidia catching the go-ahead touchdown as Vartanian kicks it off. Keon Miller back for the piles. It's going to be short. It's going to go out of bounds. There will be a penalty, so piles will start off with a better field position than expected.
And another penalty, flag out so. There. Something must have got a little Uh-oh. Chippy there. I didn't see what that one was all about, but
I don't like it.
Now it'll be offsetting or something.
Well, I don't know if you can do offset. You'd have to re-kick
it's a re-kick.
Or the penalty. If it's against the piles, it goes from the 35 back. So I don't know.
You know, the one thing that this game could really be looking a lot different right now
Another flag gets thrown.
If the piles did not have these penalties, they seem to be shooting themselves in the foot a little bit. So it's giving the Bears, you know,
three
an
fouls
extra.
Here. Sorry. So it was almost like an offside. They called it against Jacob Lauren. I guess he set it up at the wrong line, maybe? I don't know. And then we had a personal foul against the receiving team. Oh, again, I'm sorry, the kicking penalty, kicking it out of bounds, and then the personal foul. So Piles take over at their own 20. Not the worst place to be, although, as you say, Johnny, they could be on the 35, which opens up a lot more for your offense. So we got single receivers both sides, double tight end. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Johnson. Going to the right. Not much there to go.
Nothing. They got him.
As he's met for either probably a short loss there of one. And again, it's that Matthew Schmall closing that in for the Bears. So make it second and 11 now with 7 minutes and counting in the first half. Pio's now trailing 14-7. We see trips left, single receiver right, as the sugar huddle ends. Johnson's going to be on Raby's right here. Ball closer to the right hash. Flanker goes in motion from the left to the right. Here's the snap. And it's an underneath play to Johnson.
Nice screen developed.
Johnson breaks one tackle, gets some positive yardage. Close to first down yardage, but not quite there. They're going to mark him about 2 yards short. So nice little underneath play set up. Raby was looking to his left and then turned to his right and dumped it quickly to Johnson as the coverage came in. So it's third and two with 6:14 and counting. Ball's on the 28 of the Pios. Big third down play here. Ball will be on the right hash. So we got tight end wing right, single receivers both sides. Looks like it's double tight ends here. Johnson on Raby's left. Here's a snap. It's going to go to Johnson. Going to the right. I don't know if he's there. No, he's going to be about a yard short. Really didn't get much. I think it was a high snap.
It was, Don.
So that really hurt the play.
It was a slow development because he had to recover from the high snap.
A good snap, and Johnson might have the real estate as the punt unit comes out. So a tough break there for the Piles.
You know,
and again, this is the penalty hurts us because if they're at the 44, maybe they go for it.
Yeah.
Fourth and short.
Yeah.
So
all those little things count, you know.
Strehler out to punt for the Pios. Goldberg for the Bears at his own 33. Fourth and one. Here's the snap. Strehler, beautiful punt.
Beautiful
he brings Goldberg back to his 19. He fields it. Gets around a good block. Breaks another tackle.
Return.
Wow. Sloppy tackling by the Pios. Puts the Bears in decent shape at their own 36. And that was a great job by Goldberg waiting for that block because the Pios were there ready to converge. But there was some sloppy tackling there as they finally made contact that cost them an extra, you know, maybe 5 or 7 yards.
Well, you know, they had one of the gunners was coming down. And it struck me as that they kind of overkicked his coverage, but it was a great kick, but guy just couldn't get there fast enough.
Bears take over at their own 37. Single receivers, both sides, pistol formation for Rush with Hamilton back in. Here's the snap. Hands it off to Hamilton, going to the right. Gets some positive yardage there before hitting several pios. Maybe gets 3 yards there. And waiting on who they're going to credit for that tackle. Might have been Travis Runberg. No, it was number 93 for the Pios. Tim Nelson gets credit for the tackle here. So second and 8, a 2 yard gain, 4:27 and counting. Pio defense looking to get the ball back as they trail 14-7. Twin packages both sides. Pistol formation for Matt Rush. Now Hamilton moves to his left. Here's a snap. He's looking to his left. Some pressure from the Pios. He's got a guy. It's caught.
Oh my
Hoity
God.
Again. Takes a vicious hit there from Damon Loker, but hangs on. Ball at the Pio 45 as the Bears move the chains. Again. Great pass and catch there. Great punch. Or great tackle there by Loker. But
I hate to say this, but Matt Rush looks really good in that quarterback position for the Bears.
He's got great poise. Yeah, big guy too. 6 foot, 195 pounds. Trips right. Now flanker goes in motion to the left here. Hamilton on Rush's right. Here's a snap. Rush looking to his left. Some pressure from Montes. He runs out of it. Finally tackled. No, breaks a tackle, but finally brought down there. Nick Montes trips him up and holds him to a 2 yard gain. Thought they might have been able to tackle him for a loss there, but
I thought so too, but he broke away from that, like
nifty
you said.
Running, yeah. Not an easy guy to bring down.
Yeah, 190 pounds. He's a tough kid.
Matt Rush. Let me just check that here, Johnny. That he 195 pounds out of Hinsdale, Illinois. A fashionable suburban community in Chicago's west side.
Great zip code.
Twin packages, both sides. Pistol formation as Hamilton now moves to the left of Rush. Rush is going to call timeout here with 2:53 remaining, the first of the half for the Bears. And we'll keep it here, Johnny. You know, lots to unpack still with this fast-moving Wash U offense. But Pio's playing well today. I mean, they've shown us some great things. That last touchdown was fantastic. Actually, let's move to take a quick station identification here on the Pioneer Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away, please.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Welcome back, everyone, to Civic Media's WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM. I'm Johnny Watermelon with my friend Don Brown. We're down in St. Louis, Missouri, calling the Carroll Pioneers football game against the Washington University Bears. And what a contest it is. Right now, we're at 14-7 with the Bears ahead with 2:53 left in the half.
Second and 8. Twins right, single receiver left, pistol formation, tight end wing right. Split end goes in motion now. Stays on the right side in a flank position. It's a handoff up the middle to Hamilton, but nowhere to go as a slew of Panthers led by Steven Lazarus. Stop him short. He may get 1 or 2 yards out of that. That brings up a third down and maybe 7 or 6 to go. Ball is at the 42-yard line of the Pios. So, yep, 3rd and 7. 2:29 and counting. It'd be nice to get the ball back and maybe get a drive here for the Pios. Good sustaining drive and get a scoring opportunity before the half. Twins right, single receiver left. Ball in the left hash here. 3rd and 7. Pistol formation for Rush. Hamilton now moves to his left. Here's a snap. Rush is he's going to run it, but nowhere to go. It's a bunch of Pios. That'll count as a sack as he loses 2 on that. Setting up 4th and 9.
Didn't have very far to go there once he decided to take off the Pios.
They were there. They sniffed that out beautifully.
Defensive lineman said, not today, my friend.
So timeout's being called now. And that's, I don't know who called it. Maybe Wash U called it. It shows 3 timeouts left for the Pios and 2 for the Bears. So I don't know if it's an official timeout, but
might be something's wacky if
they don't have a 2-minute warning in college football. There's 1:58, but So I don't know, but I would, you know, knowing this explosive Bears offense, and it's the last game of the season, last game for 15 seniors. Coach Keene wants to roll the dice here, and with a lot of confidence in his defense. You know, my conventional wisdom is I wouldn't give Raby and company too many good opportunities. You pin them back, and you use your timeouts to try to get the ball back if knowing that the defense has pretty much won the first half against the Pio offense, though we did manage to get a touchdown.
I'm sure that's what Coach Keene right now is discussing with his team. You know, it's like, let's have a little
They're going for it here, Johnny. Twin packages, like both sides.
Yep, here we go. Fourth and nine.
Hamilton on rushes left here. Fourth and nine, 158 remaining.
Big play.
Flanker goes in motion to the right. And they might try to draw him off sides, get a better setup here. 15 seconds. Offensive move. Yep. That was number
four. That was on the offense.
That was Colin Hoydia. No doubt about that. Yep.
Now it's going to be fourth and
15. Big break there.
Right on.
And let's see. Yep, I see the punting unit coming out.
Push him back. Push him back. Way back.
And there was so much time left in the play clock there that I think someone got impatient. Hoydia got impatient. So, Andrew Grisick, number 31, out to punt for the Pios. J.R. Muth back at his own 15. Excuse me, the Bears. That's Grisick punting for the Bears. Muth for the Pios. So, here's a snap. The punt. And it's a good-looking punt there. In fact, he's calling a fair catch there. And he fumbles it.
Oh no.
And it's picked up by who?
The
Bears get it. Wow.
Unbelievable. What a course of events.
You know, you expect more from a senior that deep. You just let the ball go. That would have been a touchback, I think, Johnny.
I think so, too.
To call a fair catch at your own five-yard line there, does not...
What was going on in his head?
Seven. I just...
I'm sorry.
That's a tough one, so... Pio's gift, the Bears with
It's going to be 21-7 here, right?
Well, let's not be too, hopefully the Bears will pay us back here, but boy, that's rough.
That is.
Pistol formation, single receivers both sides, 148 remaining, first and goal, hand off to Hamilton up the middle. He's short of the goal line from like the 2 to the 1.
They hold him to a field goal here. It will really be a blessing.
It sure would. As the clock continues to wind, 133 and counting. Second and goal from the 1, 124 and counting. Twins right, single receiver left, pistol formation. It's going to go to Hamilton again, and this time.
They got him.
Mr. Kakana, Will Campbell there to meet him in the backfield. They look like they lost a yard on that, so big
there
play.
There was nowhere for him to go.
Make that 103 and counting. So third and goal from the 2, and boy, what a big play by Will Campbell. We haven't called his name as much so far today, but he's been a force for this Pio defense. The John Anderson Award winner in high school. The Bears, who normally sugar huddle and get to the line quickly, are going pretty slowly here. They're going to let it wind down here to 30 seconds. They might even just set up the field goal here. Timeout has been called with 30 seconds left. And Wash U is charged with the timeout. It shows one remaining left for them. So let's see. It's you imagine they're going to give it one more shot or...
Oh, yeah, I think if I was Coach Keene for the Bears, I would take a shot at this end zone.
They got one remaining, so
absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got two downs.
As we see the Wash U dance team getting ready to entertain us here in the half. I don't see a marching band here, Johnny, but I've been wrong before.
Well, maybe they're in downtown St. Louis.
There you go. Yeah, maybe they don't have one. But, boy, if the Pios could get out of this mess. Trailing 14-7. And the Bear offense comes out in the field. It's going to be a pistol formation as of right now. Trips right, single receiver left.
How about a pick six?
30 seconds remaining here, third and two. Now Hamilton moves to the left. Here's the snap. Rush looking to his left. Now he's going to run. He's got room. Touchdown, Matt Rush. And I think that was designed, Johnny. You spread the defense out, and if everyone's covered, you take it in.
Yep.
And everyone's.